Next, the guitar will give us a G scale on its bass strings, and it will sound like this, just lower. And of course, that will be our echo. Third string open, second fret, second string open, first fret, first string open, back to the second string first fret, and then second string open. And then we do all of that again. The guitar does its scale, boom, 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 boom. And we echo, but we put a little pinch in at the beginning. Now what that pinch is the first two strings. I'm going to hit those and then go to that third string open. And all of this is open. And then from there, I go to the second fret, second string open, first fret, first string open, back to the second string first fret, and then open. Then we do the same thing except with a C scale. And I'm going to have to go up the neck to do this. And so the guitar will go first. And I'll go. Now to do this, I'm barring the fifth fret with finger one. And if I were to just play this, that would be a C chord. I'm going to do that little pinch I did with the G scale, pinching the first two strings, and then go to the third string, which is now the fifth fret. Keep the bar down, and then play the third string seventh fret with finger three. Take it off, give me the second string fifth fret, which is part of your bar, then add finger two to the second string sixth fret. Play that. Take it off, give me the first string fifth fret, which is part of the bar. Come back to that second finger, second string, sixth fret. Then take it off, give me the second string, fifth fret, which is part of the bar. So this C scale again sounds like that. And then the guitar goes back and does the G scale again. Boom, 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 boom. And we will do our same G scale, which was based on the open strings. Then the guitar gives us a D scale on its bass strings. We will do the same thing we did with the C scale, just except in the 7th fret. So finger 1, bar the 7th fret. We'll pinch the first two strings, then play the 3rd string. Then we'll add the 3rd finger to the 3rd string, 9th fret, play it. Take it off, give me the 2nd string, 7th fret, which is part of the bar. Then add finger 2 to the 2nd string, 8th fret. Play that. Take it off. Give me the 1st string, 7th fret, which is part of the bar. Back to that 2nd string, 8th fret, finger 2. Then take it off to give me the 2nd string, 7th fret. Then let's see what happens after these scales.